Aileen awoke with a start. The only light came from the numbers on the little digital clock on the bedpost. It was just after 3 a.m. The witching hour, her father used to call it, much to her mother's annoyance. She did not feel in any way alarmed, but she was sure that she could hear urgent voices from the direction of the stairwell. This in itself was unusual, as her neighbours were elderly and generally quiet. Perhaps someone was in serious difficulty. The air was cold. She pulled on a woolen sweater, which she kept folded neatly at the side of her bed, and felt her way through what passed for her espace de vie et de travail in the minuscule apartment. When she reached her front door, she put her ear to the wood. She still heard unusual sounds, murmurings, mutterings, muffled cries of fear. She resisted the urge to return as quickly as possible to her bed. Perhaps she was dreaming. Summoning all of her nerve, she undid the safety chain and opened the door. The noises ceased. The darkness was absolute. The usual inadequate landing light was off. Aileen was just about to close the door when a hand emerged from the darkness and gripped her by the throat. She could not scream. Indeed, she was unable to move. She felt warm breath upon her cheek, but the blackness was too intense to see her attacker's face. The grip loosened, but still she remained paralysed. Then a voice broke the silence. A man's voice, silken and soft in tone, yet full of absolute power. A voice which she sensed would have to be obeyed. "Do not be afraid, young woman. You are the most special. You have been chosen. Listen very carefully, and I shall tell you what you must do."